The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Tomorrow, one of my favorite radio programs of the year is the Friday before Mother's Day. And I want you to think about this. I don't always give you a warning. I get on the air and say, let's talk about our moms. What's a great story about our moms, okay? And the stories are always great. They're wonderful. But now I know there's even better ones out there, so I'm giving you almost 24-hour notice that that's what we're talking about tomorrow on the program. I want your best mom stories on what's on your mind, because it is coming up on Mother's Day weekend. We did it for Father's Day. We do it every year for Mother's Day, but we did it for Father's Day last year, too. It was great fun. So be thinking about that so we can properly honor the hardest working people on the planet Earth. That's our mothers. My gosh, most important job and toughest job, I always say. Brought to you in part today by Kevin Piper and his team at Piper's Auction Company. I was at the Shanley Auction last weekend, and Kevin brought his team in from all across North Dakota, and they did a fabulous job for that. And they are so busy, it's unbelievable. They have machinery and construction equipment auctions, and by the way, tons of stuff. If you look at dozers and excavators and backhoes and trenchers and a lot of items, just a lot going on. Land auctions, machinery auctions, and I encourage you to go to Pipers.com. That's the best way to really keep up to date on everything that's happening at Pipers.com. And so they'll also send you a catalog. You can have them send you a little catalog, and they'll get you all the information you need as well. So check that out and get those items on your calendar. There's a lot going on in the way of auctions right now. Here's the toll-free telephone number to call for that, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or pipers.com. It's another of our Talk Radio Town Hall events today. We're doing these weekly for the governor's race and Republican nomination for the governor. Folks go to the polls on June 14th and pick between three candidates for governor. That includes our guest today, Doug Burgum, the Attorney General Wayne Stengem, and also Paul Sorum. Programming note for your calendar, we have confirmed with both campaigns a debate will happen during this program on June 10th with the candidates, and then also June 2nd with the lieutenant governor candidates as well. And then each of the candidates will still be on between all the month of May on the Talk Radio Town Halls. Doug Burgum is here. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him on the Talk Radio Town Hall. I'm happiest when you're asking the questions, honestly. I have plenty, and I'll ask them, but any questions that you have, call us at 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Doug Burgum, nice to see you again. How are you?
Great to be here, Scott. And say, I got to take your lead in. You love talking about mothers. I wouldn't be sitting here without with my incredible mom. And a lot of people would remember my mom. She passed away over 10 years ago, but when I was a kid, my dad passed away when I was a freshman in high school after a two-year battle with cancer. But that was during the time that it was 1971. It was during the time that my mom was the Republican National Committee woman. And there was, the Republican Party was so great to my mom. I mean, Ben and Bev Clayburgh, Ben was the committee man. But, how everybody pulled together and supported her in that time is something that, she never forgot, those relationships she had and it was thing. But then she, went back into the workforce. Three kids to raise and goes back in the workforce, and what an inspiration she was in terms of everything she gave back to the, back to the community over a lifetime.
And you're in your teens at this time, right?
Yeah, I was freshman in high school when he passed away.
Freshman in high school, it was after a fairly...
Yeah, two-year battle with cancer, yeah.
And so at that point, then you said she was at home with the kids and then had to go back to work?
Yeah. And so when she goes back in the workforce and, and again, battling all the things. I mean, I just saw, Brent Sanford from Running Mate just sent me an article this morning about the wage gap between, women and men. She goes back, gets a job at India Shoes and getting paid, half of what her peers are at the time. And, you know, and so it's just one of those things. And she was, you know, always, you know, these photos of her and these things, she's one woman in a room with 20 guys, you know, I mean, that's the peer group. So, I mean, you know, she was tough and she persevered and she, you know, but she was still doing all this volunteer work, community work, you know, serving on the school board, you know, the church, the hospital auxiliary. I mean, she was community service, give back, and I learned so much from her. And I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be sitting here today. And then of course, with Great Plains, with our business thing, you know, she was someone that always said to me when I was a kid, she didn't put limitations on me. She didn't say, hey, you know, you grew up in Arthur, you can't do that. She said, you can do anything. You can do anything. I mean, she was the one that opened me up to the possibilities of what I could do, and she set me on that path.
That's so cool. And, you know, when you're a freshman, you think the world revolves around you, right? So I imagine that was a little tough. You know, you lose your dad. That's emotionally difficult in and of itself. And mom was always home, and now mom's at work. So yeah. Mom's got to spend more time at work than she does with me. But that's where moms are miraculous, aren't they? They just juggle it all.
Yep.
And that's a really cool story. You've told a story too about when she was growing up. Some of her greatest memories were downtown Fargo, right? I mean, so that's kind of where your love of downtowns came from.
Yeah, well, absolutely. She grew up at 1114th North 4th Street. You know, my dad was born and raised in Arthur, but my mom was a Fargo girl. Her dad was Fargo's first public health doctor, so he was here, you know, trying to battle all the early elements of public health. And she went to Central High, and she would walk down Broadway, you know, from her house. She'd walk. Or, you know, no, they don't have cars today. They had the trolley system because she went to high school in the 1930s, graduated from NDSU in 37. But, you know, so she was up and down Broadway for all her years walking to and from school. So she remembers downtown when it was a vibrant, you know, mixed-use community with blue-collar, white-collar, you know, government, you know, the healthcare. I mean, everything was concentrated down there, and people was, you know, was a neighborhood that everybody, you know, went through. So it was when the 1970s, when I was coming to high school and I'd come in from Arthur to get my braces tightened, you know, from Doc Schleminski in the black building, every time we'd come in, there'd be another building knocked down. And she was, and she was personally saddened by that. She would remember, you know, hey, that was a place on a cold winter day where we'd stop in that retail store and warm up because that guy would let us in and the next guy would kick us out. You know, they knew where they could go. They knew all the business owners, and it was, so she understood. And then, of course, we knocked a lot of those buildings down, and some of them today are still parking lots 40 years later, contributing almost nothing to our tax base, you know, where before they were a vibrant part, you know, vibrant, using the infrastructure that was there. So economically, very bad thing. And, of course, you understand federal overreach. A lot of those buildings got knocked down because of federal urban renewal program paid the city of Fargo to knock them down.
Doug Burgum with us today, and you gave us a good start on Mom's Day. So you have some neat stories, and others, welcome. We'll do that tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to it. Let's go to some calls here on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Doug Burgum, candidate for governor, June 14th on the ballot. When does early voting start? It's fairly soon here, isn't it?
May 5th. So I think overseas has already started, and people can start applying for their absentee ballots just in another day or so.
Well, we are global, aren't we, Todd? I think we've gone global. So if you're listening overseas, now you know you can vote. I love it. And of course, are in North Dakota. Scott in Minot on our Talk Radio Town Hall, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is this. Okay, last week in the newspaper, I read a story about a man convicted for stealing a motorhome up in Minot. They sentenced him to 179 days time served. He complained that he didn't get a good plea deal. Neither did he rat out the other two guys as accomplices. But 179 days, I thought that was a pretty good deal. Today, in the paper, there's a guy convicted for stealing groceries up there in Minot. He got 2 years in the pen. So, because this other guy is a business owner of some sort, how come we can't separate and get sentencing a little more even? And it's been going on forever.
That's an interesting question.
Well, it is.
For a lawyer, maybe. I don't know.
I think, you know, any of us that read the paper are often baffled by the, what appear to be inexplicable variances in the sentencing guidelines. And so I understand, empathetic with what the caller is, seeing when he reads the paper. It seems like that some of these things just don't always make sense.
Well, $30,000 camper, you get 179 days. $1,000 worth of groceries, you get 2 years in the pen.
I'm with you. That is a little goofy, Scott. Good question, and I don't know if that's a county prosecutor up there that's making that call, a state's attorney, or who's doing that. But I will do my best to try and track down an answer. We'll put Rev on it. Okay.
Another one for you. Our prosecuting attorney up there is just arrested on a DUI, and is she going to get favoritism on that too?
Yeah, I would hope not. Where was that? Yeah, Minot?
Yeah, they're in Minot.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Scott. Thank you. Brad Bismarck, you're next for Doug Burgum on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll get your question and maybe have to do the answer after the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Mr. Burgum, I'm an energy voter, and I'm concerned about what I'm seeing and learning about what some of your campaign advisors are doing and advising you on. And I just want to find out where you stand on the coal and the oil and gas industries in North Dakota. But I know one of your advisors is a lobbyist for the Environmental Defense Fund and the wind industry, and one is has written that we need to shift away from coal, oil, and natural gas as quickly as possible. So my question is are you against the coal industry, or what do these advisors have to tell you?
Well, I'm completely and totally pro energy as a candidate. I mean, these are some of the most important jobs in North Dakota. The coal country jobs are ones that have been some of the best in the state, and we got to get behind and defend those industries.
Appreciate the call, Brad. We'll take a short break, let you finish that answer on the other side if you need to, and welcome other calls at 800-228-0550. Some texts coming in too. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas, NDSC Program Coordinator, talking about one solution available to improve safety in North Dakota's agriculture industry.
Operation Lifesaver is one of many North Dakota Safety Council's safety programs. We're a nonprofit public education program designed to reduce collisions, injuries, and fatalities around railroad tracks. So we do this by providing free education to all types of audiences. Ag industry is definitely one of our audiences, especially in the spring and fall times. We really try to get out to those truck drivers who are hauling the grain and farmers who are driving equipment across those tracks and spread our messages. Our message is to always expect to train. It's really important that everybody, every time they cross the tracks, are expecting a train and are making sure that they are crossing safely.
To learn more about Operation Lifesaver or to request a free presentation, go to ndsc.org/Operation Lifesaver.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Better night's sleep brings you better health, something you should know. And Mother's Day is still ahead of us here a few days. I'm thinking Mom would love a night's sleep that would lead to better health, so remember that. Joan sent me a note the other day. She said, you know what, Scott, I'm very picky about pillows. And in the past, the only pillows that I ever liked are the really, 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 like, you know, $100, $200, $300 down pillows with a lot of volume, but, you know, still kind of soft. But I have a grandchild that is allergic to down stuffing. So I tried looking around for pillows to replace mine, never found one. I heard about you guys on the radio, and I decided to try it. I like it so much, ordering two more. A lot of folks do that. They get it. They love it. They order more. And we have the 4-for-1 deal now. When you use the promo code Scott, you put in Scott, and you'll find the 4-for-1 deal at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Doug Burgum is with us today on the program. Your questions and comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. Wayne Stengem next weekend. We're doing each of the candidates all the way up to the election on June 14th. Lieutenant Governor candidates Brent Sanford, who is running with Doug Burgum, and Nicole Pullman, who is running with Wayne Stengem, will also debate, and then the two candidates themselves on the Friday before the election here on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. I didn't hear the caller real well, but I think he was talking about an advisor on coal and an advisor on oil and just trying to get a sense of where you're at, and I know we were cut short with a break there. Anything else you want to say about your position on energy?
Well, we're obviously, I mean, and me specifically, very pro-energy and pro-coal specifically, because, like I said, we were before the break, these are some of the highest-paying jobs in North Dakota. When I was working on Vision 2000, you know, back in the 1980s when the economy in North Dakota was collapsing and people were leaving the state, you know, the two highest, you know, GDP counties in the state were in coal country. I mean, those were important jobs then, and now 30 years later, they're important jobs. And we have to keep fighting things like the Clean Power Plan. I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, I mean, one thing we have to do is we've got to elect a Republican president. That's one thing we have to do, because that will then we can stop doing legislation through executive agencies. I mean, the EPA has been on a anti-coal agenda for the last 7 years, and that needs to stop. You know, and now, of course, Hillary's trying to dig herself out of that in West Virginia right now. But, you know, some of this has to come from the federal government. We have to let Congress make the laws, not the EPA, and we have to fight and push back when the federal government is overreaching into our industries.
Is it fair to say the positions of your advisors are yours? For instance, Bob Harms. Bob Harms is, I like Bob personally, but Bob's got some baggage in the sense that he has some enemies around the state, right, from the, over the years of things that he's been on the different side of lobbying. Obviously, this caller referred to him lobbying. They were talking about him. They didn't say his name. For the Environmental Defense Fund on a flaring issue at one point. Does his positions mean they're your positions?
No. I'm a candidate. I have my own positions. But I, the same as when I was in business, I get input from a broad spectrum of people and then make a decision. I mean, the best answers come from, you know, the cauldron of debate, hearing from all sides. And I want to make sure that I get all the right input when I'm making a decision. That's what I'll do as government. I want to listen to everybody. But, you know, when it comes down to, you know, diversifying our economy, growing jobs, you know, the energy industry is the key to one of the keys to our state, and we have to do more than right now. We're so dependent on forces we can't control. We're dependent on, you know, things commodity prices can't control. We've got to diversify the economy.
How would you be different than Wayne Stengem for energy? I mean, he's obviously been on the Industrial Commission, so he has some experience dealing with these issues. You're in as governor. I mean, I think the industry feels more comfortable with Wayne Stengem because they know what they have, right? And they don't know what they would get with Doug Burgum. So how would you be different?
Well, I mean, the difference couldn't be greater, because, I mean, if the industry is comfortable with a regulator, you know, then you should go with Wayne Stengem, because he's a regulator. That's what he does. If the industry wants someone who understands what they do, which is they have to make business decisions. Do they put capital in North Dakota, or do they put it in some other state? Do they put human capital here? Do they invest here? Do they build headquarters here? Do they diversify? Do they do value-added to their commodities here? You know, I've been sitting in their chair. Every one of these industry guys, when I sit down across from them, I understand what they're going through. They've got to provide return to their shareholders. They've got to take care of employees. They've got to make sure they're working with the communities they're in. That's the world that I've been living in. You know, and if they like the way they've been regulated, then vote for me, because Wayne will still be regulating them. Wayne will still be the attorney general. Wayne will still be on the NDIC. They can have somebody who understands them and somebody who continues to regulate them the way he has regulated them.
Here's a call that came in off the air, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Go ahead and roll at Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Mr. Burgum, why should I, a taxpayer in Fargo, North Dakota, be forced to pay higher property taxes so you, one of the wealthiest individuals in town, can consistently get property tax breaks?
Well, you shouldn't be, and you aren't, because the investments that I'm making in Fargo are actually lowering the tax burden on everyone. And, you know, of course, there are people that are, you know, that are putting out the sound bites that you're saying, but it's just not true. It's not true. I'll put my record of investment up against anybody in the state. And the money that I've poured into this city, the money I've poured in, the jobs I've created, the property tax base that we've created, downtown Fargo's gone from under $200 million tax base to over $600 million tax base. That's bringing in millions and millions of more dollars into the city in the most efficient way. If you want to complain about subsidizing someone, go talk to someone that's, you know, got a road put in that you help pay for on the edge, you know, that subsidized all the buildings on both sides of that. You know, the infrastructure downtown was already there. We're utilizing infrastructure was already there. We're bringing in new capital, taking all the risks. And, you know, there's not tax dollars coming out of your pocket into mine. No one's ever written me a check. I've written a lot of checks to invest in Fargo. But, again, we've got, you know, we even got elected officials that don't understand this. They don't understand the economics of how cities were built. And, you know, and that's a disservice to taxpayers and voters.
Here's a similar question. Did the tax breaks for the Kilbourne Group on property and buildings received cost others in Fargo to have increased taxes to pay for services needed? So there's no, you're saying there's a, you can make an argument there's a positive impact because there's more on the tax rolls than there's a negative impact.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that, you know, people aren't understanding is, you know, if someone gets a Renaissance Zone, applies for Renaissance Zone program, which was, you know, approved by Republicans, voted by Republicans. It's used in over 50 cities around the state. It incents people to do their capital investment where we already have infrastructure, as opposed to, you know, incenting people to put it out on the edge where we got to build new infrastructure. It makes the city more efficient, more tax efficient. If you want small government, you have to be for a small footprint. Renaissance Zone helps incent people to have a small footprint.
How about TIFs? And TIFs are all across the state. You hear about them regularly. People don't like it. They want a level playing field. They say, well, those projects would happen anyway. You don't need them. Why are we giving up that tax revenue? What about that?
Well, I think the answer is on TIFs, there's good TIFs and there are bad TIFs. Because if you put a TIF, you know, on some place where it causes someone to build a bunch of new, you know, uneconomic infrastructure, it's a bad thing. If you have a TIF where there's existing infrastructure and it incents us to build a smaller, more compact, more economic footprint, it's a good thing. So you have to look at those, you know, one at a time. But understand, if someone gets a Renaissance Zone application, it's not, you know, no checks get written to any developers, and no, there's no wealth transfer from citizens to developer. The developer takes 100% of the risk. They have to buy the land. They have to put the capital in the building. They have to take the risk if it's a rehabilitation on the construction. They have to do the environmental, you know, get rid of the asbestos. They have to do all that stuff. They take the risk on all the environmental risk, which is considerable. Then you have to take the risk that the market's going to be there 2 years from now when you're done. Then you have to take the risk that can I fill it up? Then you take the risk, can I get the rents that I want to do? So the risk that's being taken by people that are pursuing these things is enormous, and that risk-taking of putting that investment back where we've got infrastructure benefits everybody.
All right, Stephen Bismarck, you're next to go after a break. Actually, time goes quick. Lots of ground to cover on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Text at 701-226-8503. Calls at 800-228-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's see here. Stephen Bismarck was next, right? And then we have an off-air call, and then Susan and Fargo. We'll always defer to the callers. I have a lot of stuff to cover today, but callers, text, you come first on What's on Your Mind. Steve Bismarck, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Doug Burgum. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking to some people, you know, and they were like just a fresh guy in there, you know, and I was of the opinion that that on Stengem, when he went, well, when he was the only Republican there that was for Obamacare, it kind of sounds to me that he sticks his finger in there and says, oh, okay, I'm for it, and let's get the money here. But now I found out how bad it is, and now I have to change my mind. See, that's kind of the notion that I anyway, just a couple more thoughts.
Okay, you had to change your mind from what to what? I guess I missed that, Steve, before we let Doug answer.
Well, I'm just trying to make the point that that Stengem changed his mind because I think he was trying to go with Obamacare when he first was trying to support it when he
I
was.
I see. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, and I guess, Doug, you would probably say that's fair because you know I think in my opinion Wayne Stengem has a pretty strong record of fighting Obamacare. However, an issue you pointed out is that on one particular occasion he decided to go to the Supreme Court and join you know attorney generals that were Democrat and support. One particular did. Now, he would argue that he did it on behalf of North Dakotans who were in the exchange already,
right?
Right? So that he had a noble reason for doing it, that he wasn't for Obamacare. And I did ask you that last time. And do you really think that Wayne Stengem's for Obamacare?
Well, he defended Obamacare with 21 Democrat attorney generals in the Supreme Court. So, you know, I guess the listeners can decide if you're going to voluntarily sign on to defend a law at the Supreme Court, whether that means you're against it or for it. I would think that if you're defending in the Supreme Court, people could easily interpret that you're for it.
Now it's confused this guy, but again, I'm saying, I don't know that, the Stengem camp's curious about this, right? Because they say, how in the world can you say that he's for Obamacare when he's, and you have changed your ads now to make it clear that it was...
He's defending Obamacare.
In the Supreme Court.
If I personally went to the Supreme Court and went with 21 Democratic attorney generals to defend Obamacare, what do you think the Stengem campaign would be saying about me? Let's just put that out there. But I would say, they would say, oh, Doug's against Obamacare. You know, I mean, and this proves it, that he went to the Supreme Court and, you know, and defended it. But let's just talk about the rationale. If the rationale is, you know, because I'm compassionate about North Dakotans. I'm compassionate about North Dakotans, you know, having appropriate health care. But Obamacare is terrible for rural health care in North Dakota. It's terrible. When Brent Sanford and I were visiting in Hedinger, one of the top 20, you know, rural health care centers in America, Obamacare is killing them out there. We talked to a doctor who's seeing, 14 patients a day instead of 28. And Wayne says, well, I'm doing this because we had, 14,000, 16,000 North Dakotans who were getting a tax credit. That's 2% of North Dakotans. If that logic applies for Wayne to defend Obamacare because it helped 2% of North Dakotans, then that would mean that he should be defending every big tax spend, insurance subsidy, whatever idea comes out of Washington the Democrats come up with. Because whenever you have a wealth transfer program like Obamacare that takes from some and gives to the other, some people are going to benefit. In this case, 2% of the people benefited. Brent and I want to support the 98% of the people that aren't benefiting.
Let's go to the 261 call, Todd, if you would. Next, Steve, thanks for the call, by the way. We're going to keep rolling here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Roll that one next, if you would.
Hi, this is for Doug Burgum that's on your show right now. He was just asked about what he thought about Trump, and he basically said, yes, I'm for energy, okay? We need to protect our energy-driven jobs. The question was about coal. I'd like to have you address specifically the EPA's war on the coal industry, and if that doesn't matter, they will shut down our coal plants. We've already lost thousands of coal jobs already, and the question is, what will you do to stop EPA's war on coal? Period. Thank you.
Well, Bill, we covered this, but Ian, we have to keep fighting the Clean Power Plan. It's been stopped in the Supreme Court right now, and we have to elect a Republican president who will get the EPA to stop, trying to legislate through executive action. That's the things that we have to do. But absolutely, I'll fight for our coal industry. I've had a chance to spend time with Jay Cost. We toured the Underwood facility. Toured the Bluefin, ethanol plant, sent a letter of support to the, LEC board this last week outlining our support for the coal industry. So we continue to be very clear on our position of support for coal and happy to keep that conversation going.
Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's Susan in Fargo for Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, Doug, I've heard you talk many times about inclusiveness and the importance of diversity in the state. And as both a college professor of international business and one who has built an international business and built the state's export volume in North Dakota, I think it's really important that we have a voice in Washington relating to our immigration policy as it relates to students who are qualified graduates and speak a number of different languages. And I think it's really important that we're able to hire these individuals after graduation to fill our export jobs. And just wondered what your feeling is on that kind of a policy.
Well, absolutely, there's a need for this. One of the things that, a need specifically is that we have to make sure that when we've got, talented students from overseas that come and study in our universities in the United States, that we find that these are, legal immigrants that are here studying, that love the U.S., that want to be part of our economy, want to be part of our country, that we have to find a way to help them stay here legally. And of course, there are some programs like, some visa programs that allow these highly educated students to stay. There's not enough of them in the tech industry. I think those visas were gone. There's an annual allotment from the feds. They were gone in 5 days, filled up. And then what happens? I've seen it in tech. Then these kids, they leave, they go back to the country they're from, they start a company, and then they're competing against the United States. They're creating jobs outside the United States as opposed to creating jobs in the United States. So the best and the brightest that want to move here and be part of our economy, we've got to figure out a way to accommodate them. And that includes graduates of NDSU and UND that are here getting master's degree in computer science.
Thank you, Susan. Ralph in Minot is next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Ralph. Ralph, we're going to have you turn your radio down, if you would, and I'll do a text here first before we come back to you in just a second. Texter says, come on, Doug, you're splitting hairs and attempting to make Wayne look bad when he was simply following what the law was and is. You're spinning this thing. It's his duty as the chief law enforcement officer to uphold the law. He's not for Obamacare, and you know it.
I mean, maybe that was written by the Stengem campaign, but there's nothing that was compelling Wayne to sign up with 21 Democrat attorney generals. That was entirely optional. There was nothing that required him to do that. This was his action. And, you know, so I think, again, Wayne gets to explain his own actions. This happened since he got elected 2 years ago. I think voters of North Dakota deserve to have an opportunity to hear him explain, you know, his position on this. I don't think there's anything splitting hairs at all.
All right. Let's see here. Who is next? Let's see if Ralph has got his. Where was I? Radio turned down. Ralph and Minot. Ralph, you're next.
Yes. I've got a question for Mr. Burgum. When it comes to water, not only the use of water, but for the flood protection, I guess that's needed throughout the state. How do you stand on that, and where would you put your priorities? In Fargo or in Bismarck and Minot? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Go ahead, Doug.
Well, last week when I was in Minot, I had a chance to tour the flood protection work that's going on there, and I know that we've got, you know, real needs across our state. I mean, when you think about the threat to North Dakota from flooding, you know, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, you know, our four largest cities, our four largest you know, communities where they produce jobs, all of them under threat. I mean, we saw what happened in Grand Forks when Grand Forks was flooded. You know, 20 years later, the city is still, you know, working to get back to where it would have been if it was, had not for that, you know, population loss, job loss, and cost. So it's absolutely critical that we fund these infrastructure projects. But now, you know, going forward, it's going to be creative because with the big drop in tax revenue that we got coming in, the pressure that's going to be put on infrastructure projects, it's going to take business leadership. It's going to be people that know how to make cuts in other places to make sure that we've got the money to keep funding our important priorities like we have around infrastructure.
I want to ask you about the Angel Fund issue. The legislature is taking a look at reforming this a little bit and getting some more disclosure and maybe the price. I talked to Mike Nathy last week, who's on the committee, and received a text from Craig Hedlund, and these two seem sincere in their efforts to say, look, you know, we're looking at every expenditure, right? And we want to just make sure that this program makes sense, but acknowledge it's their program. I mean, that they put it in place. There's been some criticism at you for participating in the Angel Fund, largely related to the fact that the program right now does not prevent investment in companies that do not necessarily create jobs in North Dakota, but that are outside of North Dakota. That's part of the program. And there is a substantial state tax credit for participating in the program. So, you know, they say, hey, you got a tax credit in North Dakota, but you're investing in jobs that are outstate of North Dakota. Do you think the criticism of maybe the program not limiting this is fair? Because that's kind of what they're saying. Hey, maybe we should have limited this a little more. Nobody's denying that you're doing exactly what you could do. But are changes necessary?
I think that the criticism is entirely politically motivated, and let me explain why. There's another program which they're not talking about. It's the seed capital tax credit program. This is also designed by a Republican legislature, passed and supported by the Republican legislature, and it is specifically about getting tax credits for people who invest in companies in North Dakota. If you want to talk angel tax credits, have Bruce Jovig on from the Center of Innovation at UND, who is one of the proponents. He fought for, you know, decades to get this thing created because we really did not have an angel tax credit. We did not have a venture capital, risk capital industry in our state. So, you know, we're 47th out of 50 in terms of having access to capital. So when entrepreneurs like me, when I was starting Great Plains, you know, you got to mortgage the farm, bet the family farm, or you got to get it from relatives. Today, if someone's got an idea that, you know, that they want to save, they can go to 22 different angel funds in North Dakota and have an access to get capital in North Dakota. But the way capital flows across borders, you know, there's angel funds in South Dakota, there's angel funds in Minnesota. They syndicate, they invest in North Dakota, we invest in theirs. That's how the system works. And this thing was never designed for investing in North Dakota. It was designed for attracting capital to North Dakota and has worked to attract capital to North Dakota. And that's a good thing for innovation and entrepreneurship.
The policy question I hear from folks is, you know, these are tax credits on the backs of the taxpayers. Why should North Dakota taxpayers pay for an out-state business that does not result in any benefit back to North Dakota?
It benefited North Dakota because if the company's successful, the North Dakota investors pay North Dakota taxes.
Okay. More after this. The canvas question. I'm going to get to it, I promise. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. 0550.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Full Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs, but we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free, and the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince with the team at Hot Spring Spas at Full Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All right, I do get one question here, and my one question will be about the canvas situation. We're going to save enough time to do that. Do you know about this canvas obsession I have? Doug, have you, I said it to you before, but I have this vision of a blank canvas on the wall. One is yours, one is Wayne Stengen's, and I want to know after you're done being governor what it looks like. So that's what I need. That's the big picture, right? But yep. Campaigns never really, you know, have a hard time getting to the big picture, don't they?
Well, we can go there right now if you want to.
I do want to, but anyway, I'm deferring to the callers. Here's a texter that asked. Question for Doug. Wayne talks about his experience all the time. Doug, what's your experience to be governor?
Well, I've got the right experience because I've spent my entire life since 1983, when I was 26 years old, I've been making payroll every 2 weeks. Created thousands of jobs in North Dakota. Have spent a lot of time, recruiting talent to North Dakota, getting kids to stay in North Dakota, creating opportunities for their families here. And I've been deeply involved in everything from, every aspect of community service, and also about, sort of helping guide the policy back in the 1980s and 90s when I had a chance to chair Vision 2000. We laid out the economic framework, which then was utilized by the Schaefer administration, the Hovind administration, which was very successful about, in terms of, value-added processing put on top of the back of, ag and energy, tourism, manufacturing, and technology. I mean, those are all things that advance. And when you look at the success we've had in some parts of our state where we've diversified our economy away from commodity prices and what that's meant, both, building great jobs, but also building cities that young people want to live in. I mean, that's what we need to do. Basically, what I've been doing my whole life is what I would continue to do as governor, which is help us improve the economy, create great jobs, diversify the economy, and bring a business perspective where taxpayers actually get treated as customers. I mean, that's what I bring.
So here's a version of my canvas question. Earlier, you were asked about, the energy industry and how, they're familiar with Wayne Stengem now because he's been on the Industrial Commission since 2000. And you would be new to that and how you'd be different. You said I'll be very different because you said he's a regulator and you said you'd be, one of them, for lack of a better term, in the sense that, you've been in the business world and understand what they're trying to accomplish in doing this. So just that one piece as an example applied throughout government, how does that make that canvas look different? In other words, how is North Dakota going to be different if you are governor for 4 years or 8 years versus Wayne Stengem? What are people able to grab onto and say, wow, here's what happened because he was governor?
Well, I think this is a question of whether you want to maintain the status quo and keep having people that have spent their career in Bismarck running decisions, people that have been in the government sector making decisions, or whether you want someone who brings innovation and fresh ideas from the private sector. And let me just start with that first thing about, treating taxpayers like customers. As I've been traveling around the state, I've been to over 50 communities, meeting with mayors, city councilmen, township board, county commissioners, and just regular citizens that have to go to Bismarck. The stories that I have heard about how they've been treated when they've been in front of the legislature or going to Bismarck is appalling. These are hardworking people out in our state, who are trying to do the best for their community. I would insist that our state government treat people with respect, with tolerance, with listening, and treat them like the taxpayers that they are. These are customers. And that means, again, part of it, we got to change how we reinvent government. I mean, we have so many things in government today where we act like, 9 to 4:30 works. This is a 7x24-hour world that we're in. And some of that means we got to change our thinking, change our processes, change our openness. And sometimes it means, how do we think about interacting? I mean, every bank is going through this. Are banks brick and mortar or are they, is it electronic transactions? We're still in a brick-and-mortar world. We spend all of our time at the legislature talking about what buildings we're going to build. Maybe we should get out of buildings and think about what problem we're trying to solve as opposed to, building more hard assets that we have to maintain.
Steve in Bismarck, let me get you in here, and we're going to go as quick as we can to take advantage of the literally 2 minutes left here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Yeah. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, I don't think you fully answered the question with the guy from Minot, but nobody will argue the fact that Sparta needs permanent flood protection. Where are you at on the diversion versus traditional flood protection and the ramifications of what a diversion would do to both downstream and upstream?
Well, if you take a look at the Red River Valley and its topography, and you take a look at the possibility of a large flood event, there is only one answer, and that's building a ditch around Fargo. You can't build the walls high enough, down the center of this community to protect it, and that's just a fact. And if you look at how Winnipeg exploded economically after they got their diversion in place years ago, I mean, that can give you an indication of what can happen. And the other thing is the topography. I mean, part of building diversions in some places is expensive because you got to line the whole thing with clay. Here, we got clay soil. I mean, you build a 30-mile ditch is what we're talking about around the city, and then that's what works. It worked for West Fargo when they did the Cheyenne diversion. It's what's going to work here.
But what about the people that waffle plan will displace upstream, and then downstream the ramifications of dumping that extra water into the system for Grand Forks, Pembina, Drayton, Oslo, East Grand Forks, and having to revisit their flood issues, plus having to raise I-29 for approximately 10 miles because the state of North Dakota just flooded it in a flood event.
Well, if you've got a better idea, you should, you know, come forward with it because, you know, all of these things have been studied, and I think the downstream problems, you know, there's no additional water. No one's creating more water. They're just talking about you move it around the city or move it through the city.
Steve, appreciate the call. Doug, thank you. Appreciate the time. Never enough time in an hour to get everything in, but enjoy the access that you're giving us and the questions you're answering. Thank you.
Always, Scott. Great to be with you, and look forward, people who want to learn more, DougBurgum.com, and we'll see you on the road as we travel across the state of North Dakota with my running mate, Brent Stanford.
All right. Sounds good. Doug Burgum on the Talk Radio Town Hall. See you tomorrow. Mother's Day salute right here, folks.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.